Matt, Huber Heights is a unique community within the Dayton region. Huber Heights was started about 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a basic baby boomers housing community development.
Mm-hmm.
They built thousands of brick homes, ranch style for the most part. It was boasted as America's largest community of brick homes.
Really?
These homes were a perfect match for the program we had. We needed to rehabilitate homes that were vacant or foreclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we wanted to be able to get the biggest bang for our buck, so we chose homes that could easily be renovated. It's almost a production style of renovation until we got to the Eco Rehab-Rama. Then our partner, County Corp, who actually implements the program, it's a neighborhood stabilization program, they came to us looking for some creativity. They'd already done several of these houses. They asked some of our members to get involved. Seven of our members stepped up and took on the challenge to get creative with these very simple 1,100 square foot, three bedroom, one bath ranch homes.
And the houses are first completely gutted, but you're still able to reuse or recycle quite a bit of the material.
That's correct. We have a group here called Dayton Works, which puts to work some former offenders that now have a chance to go in, and we deconstructed the homes down to the studs. And they had done modifications to them all over the board, from filling in the garage to putting in fireplaces and things like that that really needed to all come out. So we deconstructed the homes down to the studs and then went back and used high-efficiency insulation in the walls. We used new mechanical systems, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling. We got the homes really so that they're basically a brand-new house within the original brick veneer.
So what kind of changes are being made to make these homes more eco-friendly, more sustainable for long-term living?
We've done several things. Creating a smaller carbon footprint, so we tried to bring down the energy usage on the homes. And that was done through energy efficiency upgrades, whether it's compact fluorescent lighting, high-efficiency heating and cooling systems, whether it's increasing some overhangs here and there to keep the sun from coming in some of the windows, even down to some rain gardens and some low maintenance or low water type of vegetation around the outside of the house.
These are either abandoned or foreclosed on homes. What does it mean to the neighborhood around them to turn these houses around?
It means several things. One, just to see a house kind of come out of a phoenix and be reincarnated after it had weeds growing in the front yard and signs on the door saying that it was vacant or foreclosed, and having it actually rehabilitated to the point where it raised the property values of the homes around it. And the other thing we've seen in this program is the neighbors come around and they would kind of mosey through the houses, and former occupants would walk through and they'd say, boy, you really changed this house. You've made it, a lot more up to date, a lot more livable than it was when they had lived there.
What a great way to turn an eyesore into a showpiece.
It was. That's kind of why we chose Huber Heights.
Eco Rehab-Rama runs from 12 to 9 this Friday and Saturday, and from 12 to 6 on Sunday, and again next weekend. You can find out how to get more information on our website at wnku.org under local news. Walt Hidmer, thank you. Good luck with the program.
Thank you, Matt.